Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarlof, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarlof!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarlof, your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
Well done, Herc. Excellent delivery to start things off.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You really liked what I was doing?
It was crisp, it was clean, it was excellent. I'm pleased.
There's something different about you, Ron.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe a healthy glow. I got outside a little bit.
I was going to say you had a glow.
A little bit of a glow. I've been all sorts of places last week. I went outside. I went to HR. I went back outside. I toured some restaurants. I'm feeling amazing.
You went to HR? Why'd you go to HR, Ron?
Oh, it doesn't particularly matter. What's important is that you aced that delivery. Nailed it. Crisp and delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious. I feel like it's usually pretty delicious. Are you saying this because it's not usually... You know what? No, sorry.
It's always amazing, Herc.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
That's... See, I was getting aggressive in a way that I didn't need to, and you just... There's a positive energy with you that I'm kind of appreciating.
I'm an equalizer.
You're an equalizer?
Yes.
That reminds me of a documentary.
Yes.
You know about that one?
Maybe not so much in that sense. If we saw the same documentary, Denzel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tense. Great watch.
He's
great
hot.
Documentary.
Hot Denzel.
I'm not going to cross him. I don't want to cross him.
He'll That's equalize you.
He will equalize me. I do not wish to be equalized. I mean more in the sense of I enter a room, and if someone's feeling good, I want to make them feel worse. And if they're feeling bad, I want to make them feel better. You see, I want everyone on an even keel.
So if someone's feeling good, you want to bring them down
yes.
to the correct level.
Yeah, I don't want them too happy.
So I should not be raising my energy above a certain bar and should just generally stay,
Oh, you can raise it. I'll just bring it back down.
I'm going to go home after this recording and I am going to write down in my notebook the exact formula for what I think will be the perfect level of positivity to keep this room with the energy it has right now.
Excellent. Making things easy for me. Tomlin has it mastered. Tomlin is on an even keel 24/7.
He has a different snack every week. For anyone who, well, is everyone who can't see what's going on in the studio right now, Tomlin usually just sits on a couple milk crates in the corner, and he just has like a different fun snack, and it's like something we all kind of have a laugh about before the show even begins. It's just like, what's Tomlin's snack? What you got today, Tomlin?
What's on the menu?
What is that? Those are Garbos.
I don't know what Garbos are, but they
look
tasty as hell.
Garbos are kind of like these little, like, snacks. They're kind of fruity, and they're kind of snacks, and I don't know how I'd describe it.
Some manner of, if I may attempt a portmanteau.
Yeah.
Snack fruit?
Yeah, that's probably about the best way to kind of spin it.
Snack fruit?
They're really good.
Oh, don't get too excited. I might have to equalize you.
They're okay.
Breaking news! The cosmos is a mysterious place. This week, Appalachian black bears from Earth have been found foraging through dumpsters here in Palatone City on Zarlof. The Imperial Palace has commissioned us two to broadcast the following message. Stop it! Not funny! Also, how?
Just a moment while I process this information.
Marinate.
Black bears?
Black bears. Appalachian black bears from Appalachia.
Hey, for all you Appalachian black bears who are listening to the show right now, how'd you get here?
What was the move here?
How'd they do that? Have we had shipments from Earth that they could... I wonder if Appalachian black bears are kind of like Zargats that we have here, that they're kind of like a pest and they'll like climb onto ships and then they kind of end up different places. Like,
it's a whole thing. I've probably transported like 8 or 9 in my lifetime.
Zargats or black bears?
Zargats. Yeah. I don't think... Maybe I brought the black... Hold on.
Oh my word.
How far does Appalachia go? I was in Florida.
I think it probably goes all the way down into the Okefenokee Swamp. You brought the black...
There's simply no way.
To our health and safety committee of Palatone City, it seems that perhaps Ron Stackman had contracted black bears in the Okefenokee Swamp.
Hold on.
And he shared them with the rest of Zarloff 1.
Tomlin, check to see how far black bears travel south. I don't believe, if I'm completely honest with everyone here...
He's holding up 9 fingers.
It's because...
What does that mean?
That's how much true I'm about to speak. I'm about to speak 9 true.
Oh, Tomlin is also holding up 9 fingers.
Oh, yeah?
That's how far...
It goes 9 south?
Tomlin, you're not making any sense.
Tomlin, when I ask you how far south the Appalachian Mountains go...
Now he's flashing 8.
It's not a numeric value, Tomlin.
Why did it change from 9, Tomlin?
It's 7 now. Are you counting down? He's counting down until he'll know
how
far... I misread it.
I thought 9 south. It'd be very confusing.
In 6, whatever unit of measurement of time Tomlin is using is when we'll know.
He skipped to 3.
Here's the thing. Black bears are not small. Wait, it's going up again. Daggone.
Why is it 11? We're going to check back in with Tomlin later. I don't really know what's going on. He's sorting himself out.
I feel like I would know if there was a black bear on my ship.
How big's your ship?
Yes, I believe I could fit maybe 9 of myself. I could fit 9 Ron Spackmans in my ship.
Just standing up or side to side? Or,
okay, so there's 3 seats.
Okay.
1 for me, piloting the ship, and then 2 behind me for babes. 1 could
naturally
go above each seat, like sitting on the headrest. That's 6. And then 1 under each seat. That's 9 Rons. I think I would have seen a bear.
Sounds like you could fit 2 black bears without knowing it. Well, a male and a female.
And they
Zarloff 1's going to be overrun with black bears.
Good grief.
I hear they mate like Earth rabbits.
They're everywhere in Palatone City now. Like, we're announcing it. But if you've been here, you've seen them.
You
like,
know.
You round a corner, there's a black bear.
This is more. Yeah, it's more of like a tourism PSA. Like, if you're coming in.
It's a heads up.
To sample our delicacies, like wine, I guess.
Oh, excellent choice.
Yes. That's what we're famous for.
We love our wine
on Palatone City.
Excellent choice, Herc.
Nothing special, just wine.
You truly excel in broadcasting.
I really do.
That said, I feel a sense of responsibility. It may not be my fault. Who's to say? No one really knows. I don't have a black box on my ship. It was destroyed.
You know, we're not even going to pry into that can of worms. Tomlin, can you show us a manifest of how many ships have gone to and from Earth from Palatone City in the last, 2 months or so?
This can be a numeric value. He's making hieroglyphics with his hands now. This is the one we needed to be numeric, Tomlin.
Oh, now he's holding up the whiteboard.
Oh.
And it's got a big old 1 on it. 1 ship has gone to and from Palatone City.
Well, whoever's ship that was... should be brought to justice.
Yep. We'll send the bug after him.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fat man.
Oh, definitely the bug. Definitely the bug. All that to say, who knows who brought them here? It could be anyone. All sorts of people have been coming from Earth, sampling the goods, having our wine. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, delicious wine. Oh, do you know what time it is?
What time?
Oh, Ron is so excited. Everybody's so excited for our listeners' favorite segment. It's time for Live from Zarloff Children's Reading Hour, where we discuss the galaxy's latest in juvenile literature to help our show rate better with families. This week, I read The Very Hungry Barsnophagus by Theo Smorgas.
A classic.
For all you kids out there, the Barsnophagus is extremely hungry and eats his way through several everyday objects such as communications wiring, a herd of Plutorians, and your parents. It's a wholesome read for the entire family. Live from Zarloff gives this book 20 stars out of 23. All right, Ron. What book have you prepared for children's reading hour?
Yes, I prepared Are You My Brother?
That's a good one.
It is a book about a Smogovius, a small, like, bird-like creature who falls from his nest. These nests are perched in the orbits of small moons, so it was a very long trip before he crashed into the planet. But upon crashing into the planet, he asks various individuals, you might say, creatures, at one point a machine, are you my brother? He seeks his brother, and to summarize, the bird's stupid. It's a very stupid bird. Yes, it's basically a steam shovel at one point. He's like,
talks to a steam shovel.
You are not my brother.
Yeah.
You are a snort. Because that's the sound the machines make. The bird's stupid. Yeah. 2 stars out of 23.
2 stars out of 23. Let's avoid Are You My Brother.
Are You My Brother is a joke.
This has been the Live from Zarloff's Children's Reading Hour, our favorite segment of all time.
A couple of you, to circle back, have given complaints that there is no reading in the reading hour, and that it's a book review.
Yeah. And while we hear your complaints, we don't really care.
Here's the thing. Here's what you don't get. The reading hour isn't of the book. The reading is of the review we wrote.
That's right.
Use your brain.
You're supposed to read. You're the children.
Think about it.
Children's reading hour. You read it, and we just talk about it.
Kids are dumb.
Send us your suggestions for what the Live from Zarloff Children's Reading Hour should review in the future.
Speaking of sending us an email.
Yeah.
Have we received any emails?
We haven't had an email in about a really long time, so maybe. Maybe send us an email before old Herc loses his flippin' mind. If you want to. No one's gonna come drag you out of your bed in the middle of the night and make you send an email. Not a space alien.
If I can be vulnerable with the cosmos, I've been working on this. I'm a little sad about that. Not because you, the individual listener, hasn't sent an email, but because, well, Dylan Johnson. I visit Detroit via astral projecting from time to time. I appear in their night sky. I look down on them. It's a Gomodian skill. I watch over him while he sleeps, but he doesn't send emails in reply.
Detroit, Michigan worships Ron like a god.
Ron and the Tigers. Those guys know what they're doing.
That's wild. And Dylan still won't send you an email?
No. Maybe I hover over his home. I feel like they should revere him like royalty at this point, but they don't. They worship Goff.
They worship
Dan Campbell.
Goff and Dan Campbell. Oh, Detroit. It's a football thing. It's kind of like tentacle ball for all you.
They play football?
Yeah. What do you think Dan Campbell does?
I see them for the press conferences. I had no idea what they were talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like tentacle ball. Okay. But there's no time travel, so it's really not very interesting. I wouldn't waste your time.
We're going to get Jared Goff involved in a real sport, some tentacle
someday.
Ball. We're going to get tentacle that ball. Going. All that to say, Detroit, I do love you. Thank you for worshiping me like a god, but maybe encourage Dylan to, I don't know, shoot the old pop some email, everyone. Let me know how he's doing. I want to hear.
And tell him to visit Palatone City in the studios live from Zarloff. It's okay, Dylan. This is more of a joke than anything now. It's perfectly safe now if you wanted to visit.
Dylan, there's black bears here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Actually, there's probably more black bears here than there are on the entire planet Earth at this point.
At this point, it is hundreds of thousands.
Avoid us.
Breaking news! Well, this might hit a little close to home, and while I have nothing to do with the creation or involvement of this story in any way, I simply read the news. I don't make it.
I'm laughing too.
In the world of celebrity gossip, famed Zarloffian field reporter Michael Wave has gone public with his relationship with a plate of Mormon wiener sausages. Paparazzi have photographed the sausages spinning slowly inside of Michael, occasionally rolling around a little bit, and on some occasions, whistling. Over to you, Herc.
I have only one thing to say to Michael and said Mormon sister wife wiener sausages. I hope you're happy with each other. I hope that everything goes well and that at no point does a piece of silverware in the shape of a spoon or a fork or a spork somehow end up in Michael at the same time and cause irreparable damage. I don't wish that. I wish you the best. I hope you're so happy together that you both die in agony. Back to you, Ron.
Interesting way to phrase it. Now,
I feel like I did pretty good.
You did excellent.
Thank you.
I couldn't be more pleased. Frankly, shoot us an email letting us know just how good Herc is at broadcasting.
Please. Well, I need this.
That said, as an equalizer, it is my job to determine whether someone is telling the truth when they say they're truly doing all right. And, I don't know, using a couple of context clues that you, the listener, might have encountered as well, I feel like deep down Herc is deeply troubled.
Breaking news! This week in entertainment, Bonzo the All-Knowing is trending on the Hollow Waves. The two-time Poot Award winner has given up his physical riches for a life of travel vlogging. While it's too early to know exactly what Bonzo's goals are, it appears that he has found himself on some sort of path toward spiritual enlightenment. Here's a clip from the first installment of Bonzo's travel vlog, the Blogzo Vonzolog Blog Bonzo Blog Vlog. Roll that clip.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Blogzo Vonzolog Blog Bonzo Blog Vlog! I'm your host, Bonzo the All-Knowing, and today I learned to know something a thing or two about changing a tire! All that and more on today's episode!
Bonzo, he knows, so you don't have to.
I want to start off by thanking all my viewers for joining me here on my new travel vlog channel. I know it's not the content you're used to, but you know what? When life throws you a curveball and when life throws you out like you aren't even his son, you just have to roll with the punches. Yay! Well, you know what time it is, folks. It's time for our daily affirmations. Let's start off by saying today, you can. You can renew your subscription to Bonzo's line of quality products. You can stand up to everyone who tells you that you're just a pig who doesn't stand a chance in the wild, but you can prove them wrong. You can. You can. All right, now let's try our breathing exercises. That's what got me through the past few days. I was pulled over by the American judicial system! I was warned that if I went to Earth, I might experience some slight racial profiling on account of my six arms and blue skin. It's not a problem anywhere else, but Earth is a special case!
Their cops are strong!
All right, breath one. Breathe in with me. Hold for four! And breathe out!
I fucking failed you. I fucking failed you all. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you fucking recording? Are you fucking recording?
We'd like to thank today's sponsors for the episode: Lady Gaga, Lady Goo Goo, Lady Lee Lee, Toothpaste, and Ron Spackman. Without you, there's no Bonzo. Thank you.
As much as I love Bonzo, the last time I tried to do one of his breathing exercises, I threw up on the ground.
Yeah, and I passed out. I don't know if there's a good way to do it.
It may just be for six-armed individuals. That to say, he sounds like he's doing awesome.
I want to point out that it's also his first installment, so this is number one. He's like, in terms of travel, he's made it like a few blocks from his home.
We could probably see him from here if we opened a window.
I'm going to open a window. Hold on. Oh, look, there he is.
Oh.
Yeah, see? There he is. He's just down there.
He's crying.
Oh. Now he's putting a cardboard box on his head like a hat.
Oh.
He's dancing.
It's fashionable.
Wow.
Look at him go.
Yeah, he looks like he's doing good.
Doing amazing. That to say, I do sponsor Bonzo, which is how I have a little bit of a head start on the breathing exercises.
That's right. An exclusive, you might say?
A little bit, one might say.
I wonder if he uses Patreon. Anyway.
What's Patreon?
I'm glad you asked. Patreon is a wonderful platform where you can support various creators and shows and things of that nature for free or for your hard-earned money, and you can just get special things that nobody else can get, like exclusive shows and episodes and early access to episodes and early knowledge about new shows and merch and things of that nature. So really, it's just like, it seems like the kind of thing that people should check out somewhere for someone.
Well, it's amazing. And yeah. Not to be confused with Patreon the moon with all the custom pornography on it.
I would not.
It's a simple mistake.
Do not go there.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Either way, I do strongly support Bonzo financially, you know, being obscenely wealthy as I am.
Yep.
And I will continue to do so. As a sponsor, I'm not just a financial sponsor. I'm something of a... Well, how do we put it? Do you have AA in your corner of the cosmos, listener?
You support his recovery from alcoholism?
That's right.
Oh!
He has a two-sided dice in his pocket that says...
Oh, I see. Yeah. Is that... It's like his chip?
It's his chip.
How long?
Because that's what a two-sided dice is.
Yeah.
It's a chip.
I don't stand by anything I said last week.
Oh, really? What was wrong last week?
Wait a minute. I made a public apology to the cosmos for being a tad inebriated during last week's episode, but honestly, all things considered, I was very succinct.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
I couldn't agree more. That is sincere. That is sincere. I couldn't agree more.
That feels sincere.
You know, I'll say this as well. A creature, an alien, species, whatever
you call
it, an individual.
A dude.
Deserves to have a little beverage at work every once in a while. Operating machinery? Have a little drink.
Have a drink.
Have a little... On the radio? Get plastered. Operating a vehicle that could kill people? Get absolutely sloshed. All that to say,
driving your spaceship,
I am definitely an excellent sponsor for Bonzo. And yes, he has been sober for 45 minutes.
You got a
chip. I
couldn't
be more proud.
You got a chip for 45 minutes.
You get it for 30.
Oh, I could do 30.
Well, I'll get you a chip.
Yeah, honestly, it's been more than 30.
All right.
You gonna get me a chip after this episode?
No. Here's the thing.
Yeah, tell me.
I'd like to offer you a little different chip.
What kind of chip?
Well, let's see. These chips, they're for nurturing breaking a dependency, right? He had a dependency on a substance. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
I believe, Perk, not to play therapist, but I believe that you have a dependency on something in your pocket right now.
If you're going to say my whistle...
I'm going to say your whistle.
You see, the only difference being that that is a religious artifact.
Oh, yeah?
You know, we were doing so good, and here comes the hate speech train.
No.
Chugga down the tracks.
I'm a supporter. I have always supported Herc in every single way. I just don't want you to feel shackled when you are so much more, Herc.
If I don't blow this whistle, I'm going to explode.
Maybe.
I've talked about this so many. Is it worth the risk?
Oh, Herc, I understand your fears. We all do.
This is just because you want to eat me. That's what this is all about. Ron has, I can see that bib poking out of your pocket.
It's not a bib.
Well, then pull it out. What is it?
Someone was going to swing by. I was going to get an autograph on it.
on that napkin bib right there.
Yeah, well, it's just a napkin that fits around my neck when I eat. It's not a bib.
It's very nicely already tied in a bow. Looks like you could just slip it on over your head.
I could slip it on over. It would be so
easy.
Let me
see. Let me see it.
I don't want
to. I want to look at it.
I'm saving it for later.
Let's see.
Hey!
This says big guy on it, and then has a bunch of little embroidered foods of different kinds, and there's some Glorbanian soup just embroidered on here. So yeah, you brought this almost expressly. This is like themed. You're just waiting for me to die so you can eat up all this delicious herc.
I've been on a food tour for the last 20 years, and there's only one item I have not tried.
Glorban soup?
I'll get there.
Yeah, just wait 5 years. It's going to be okay. You don't have to.
I don't want to rush the process. I want it to be amazing. I've been waiting years.
You got to wait for me to be fully delicious.
And you will be.
If you come after the whistle, I won't be done. I won't be done.
Here's the thing. I guess I want my Glorban soup to taste liberated, to taste free of expectation and. Well, frankly, if I can be completely honest.
Please.
All that to say.
Take a drink.
Take three.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen a Glorbanian go a full hour without tooting his whistle?
Yeah. Absolutely. All the time.
Herc, you have seen other Glorbanians go over an hour and not explode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet you insist.
Well, they weren't followers of...
So you're telling me, if you follow this religion, you are instantly handicapped by needing a whistle.
Yes, but at the same time, you're free.
Okay, I'm going to ask very succinctly, what are the benefits of...
The benefits are as follows. You're given a whistle. End of list. Well, that's about all the time we have today. This has been Live from Zarloff. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman, and I couldn't be more proud to be working alongside such an anchor.
And I couldn't sound any better if I tried. We'll see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Nathan Rousseau as Bonzo the All-Knowing. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I feel like I would know if there was a black bear on my ship.
How big's your ship? I'll give you a
that was good.